paper. Plastered over in IOUs and the disastrous crush of capers. The Count of Monte Cristo and a man in his iron mask kissed their liberty farewell and were chained to a famous past. Where burdens of proof remain aloof, truth don't really need them. When it all falls down around the foundations of freedom, huddled masses were mesmerized by the size of bells and whistles, while the muddled class forgot to memorize the guise of guided missiles. Thistle and thorn just stayed forlorn with the bite of a borrowed plow. Welders and farmers paid for gilded armor with sweat from furrowed brow. Sinew and bone cannot condone the lack of will to feed them, and they settle for less with a muted request on the hungry road to freedom. A glancing blow tore a hole well below the waterline. She pitched and rolled as her hold filled with an icy brine. Her fractured spine lay in decline round rusted iron plate. So she broke apart in the choking dark and hearkened to her fate. All hands were thrown into the foam, alone with no one to lead them to the safety of a sheltered home on the shining shores of freedom. Sun and other stars too, with the might of a desperate wind. While Magdalena wept bloody tears that flooded scars of lovers, they evaporated into muddy fear, which steered the salt-stained covers. Martyrs by the multitude, brutal masters bleed them till they turn as pale as fleece in jail, nailed to the gates of freedom. Los long tumble of plunging rain claimed that fumbled season. Those who strained against the grain were rounded up for treason. Cuffed and gagged with the braggart's flag held incommunicado in the shadow land of silence for poetic desperados. So it's burning books, barbed wire hooks for rebels who dare to read them. A noose round the throat from a hanging rope was tied to the bell of freedom. Blind man tells of when the rope fell, it rang the bell of freedom.